You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joe Giulio with you. John Johnson's going to hop in here for a second. Then we'll go right back to the phone lines on the Foles thing, and all of you could tell Jack why he's wrong on the elevator thing. But John heard us talking about this. And, I mean, John's a guy that's here all the time. Elevators going up and down. What do you think about this? Am I crazy?
I'm so confused. So Jack is upset if you use an elevator to go up or down one floor.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. We were on the 10th floor, rude. And I took it to come back down to the 9th floor. And it's been 5 hours now of Jack complaining about
this. It's an office building. It's not like you're at an elementary school.
Who cares if it's an office building? What does that make it worse? These people have to go to jobs now.
Yeah, but the stairs are like secluded because they're emergency exit steps.
I think John brings up a good point. The stairs here are weird.
I agree
they're kind of creepy.
This particular building,
yeah.
No way you're taking the stairs. But in normal buildings with stairs right next to the elevator, if you're going up a floor, I'm mad at you if you're in that elevator and I have to go up higher.
What the hell is wrong with him?
I feel like if you work in a building with an elevator.
I'm wrong here?
Yeah. If you work in a building with an elevator, you've earned the right to use the elevator. That's how I look at it. It's part of the job. It's part of the perk.
Wait a minute. So between elevators, text messages, boy, everything seems to bother him. Everything bothers this guy.
Jack is in a constant state of just being flustered. Everything.
But like,
it's from working with Wechter, isn't it?
It is. Wechter.
That's exactly what it is. Right.
Wechter ruined you.
Joe Wechter's upset about everything.
The one thing Wechter didn't ruin me on is Odubel Herrera, who he seems to hate.
Not yet.
Still love him.
You might hate him.
I know. I had some bad takes looking back on the morning show when I worked there. But I think this is ridiculous. I cannot believe you guys aren't agreeing with me.
I thought you'd be, as much as you love Odubel, I don't like the frosted tips. I thought you'd be upset about something like that.
Well, Odubel would definitely take the stairs because he's in great shape. He probably wouldn't.
Does it bother you?
He would take the elevator.
Let me ask you this. Are you a boxer or a brief type of person?
You know what? I used to be a firm boxer guy.
And now you hate people that wear boxers?
Well, I've been wearing briefs recently.
And now you hate people that wear boxer shorts?
I'm not a brief guy.
See, I knew it.
I like the boxer. I know. I've been wearing briefs more recently.
Wait a second. You don't even know who you are anymore.
Well, that's true.
You can't even figure your own situation out over there.
My mom bought them for me.
All right. That's enough, Jack.
We're done.
That's enough.
I just can't believe. You guys are so wrong. It is unbelievable.
You know what? Let's talk to someone who maybe knows what he's talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.